877 for a personalized and confidential appointment, or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule a telehealth visit. Rod Arquette Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show. As I mentioned a few moments ago, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to see five-time Entertainer of the Year Luke Bryan in concert in Las Vegas next February. As a matter of fact, he's got a new high-energy show. It will open February 11th. At the Theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. And we're going to give you a chance to win not only tickets, but a couple of nights stay down there in Vegas and $150 in dining certificates. All you have to do is enter the keyword to win at KNRS.com. And today's keyword, and we'll give a different keyword every day this week, today's keyword is country. So enter the word keyword, the winning keyword, country, at KNRS.com for your chance to win two tickets to see Luke Bryant in concert February 11th in Las Vegas of next year. All right. Last year, of course, we had coronavirus. It killed 3.5 million people. And many companies, including our company, virtually had to shut down and relied on workers to perform their jobs from home. Well, now that we're on top of the pandemic, or at least I think we are, do workers want to go back to work? There was a survey out this weekend that showed 86% of workers don't want to return to the office full time. Writing about that today is my next guest, Joel Kotkin, professor of urban studies at Chapman University. Always great to have Joel on the show. Joel, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Does that number surprise you? 86% of workers don't want to return to the office full time. Does that surprise you, Joel?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's those workers who work in offices. You know, obviously it's much lower if you're working at McDonald's, you can't do it probably from home. But I think this is all over the map. But I think, you know, frankly, the next, if you will, class warfare in America is going to be between those employers who want to have everybody go back, let's say, into an office, even though it's a difficult commute or I mean, as a friend of mine made the point the other day, he said, you know, basically people are, it's not COVID anymore. It's that they don't want to go back to the commute. You know, particularly if you live in New York or Los Angeles or the Bay Area, where a convenient location is either extremely expensive or extremely small. And now you've gotten used to having a little bit of space, and maybe you're working in a lower tax environment. It's going to be really interesting. I mean, as I put in the LA Times piece, you know, for Jamie Dimon, oh, everybody's got to come back to the office. Well, you know, what a schmuck. I mean, yeah, it's okay for me. I've got a gorgeous apartment nearby the office. I can walk there. I have a big office with lots of windows and lots of space. Oh, and I also can helicopter or limousine to my 30-acre estate in Bedford up in the Westchester County, or I can go to one of my numerous, I'm sure, other, you know, vacation spots, you know, as opposed to the guy who lives in Hicksville, Long Island, and has to take the Long Island Railroad for an hour and a half.
How much of a change do you think is going to take place, Joel?
I think it depends where you are. I think it's going to be most dramatic in these big areas where, you know, people have to live far away. Mm-hmm. I think it will have less of an effect, let's say, in a place like Salt Lake, where, you know, most people, you know, work in sort of low-rise buildings anyway, and the traffic isn't, I know you probably will think this is horrible for me to say, but living in Southern California, you have a right to say it. Your traffic, I wouldn't spit on your traffic. I mean, you know, I mean, it is so nothing compared to what we're used to. So I think this is very interesting. We had thought, and we've been reading lots of survey data, we had thought that it would be the older people who wouldn't want to go back to work, but it's the millennials who don't want to go back. And of course, when you think about it, they don't want to go back to an office because they can't afford anything nearby. Whereas, you know, some older people, you know, maybe if you if you work in Hollywood and you have a house in the San Fernando Valley, it's a 20-minute drive, even now. But, you know, if you're a young person and you have to buy a house in Riverside and then commute an hour, hour and a half each way, I think it's more difficult. I think it won't always be people working at home. It certainly won't be every day of the week. They'll come in once in a while. And also, a friend of mine is out there building suburban offices. So let's say you're a company in Irvine, California, and you have 150 employees who live in the Inland Empire. Well, set up an office in Riverside. And they, you know, mm-hmm. they've clearly proven that the vast majority of their work can be done efficiently remotely. So at this stage of the game, forcing people back to work 5 days a week is really kind of a furor order. I mean, it makes no sense. You just do it because the Fuhrer told you have to. So I think this is going to be a really, really interesting struggle that companies are going to have. I mean, you take Apple, I was just reading about it. You know, Cook, the head of Apple, says, says, well, you know, we want you there 3 days a week. Well, let's say I've already bought a house in Salinas or someplace an hour and a half away. Going into work once a week, maybe. Going in three times a week, you've destroyed the whole purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joe, what about, I look at just our little business park area where we have right now. Our building, the big building next to us, the one across the street, and in every one of those buildings, lease for sale, lease for rent. We have office space for you. I mean, if you're in the commercial real estate business or commercial office building business, Joe, this has got to be scary times.
Well, yeah, it's a good time for seppuku, Japanese ritual suicide. I mean, look, I think what we've seen in the data so far is that suburban office parks have done much better. You're not stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually closer to where you live. I think a lot of, but I mean, for instance, things like Hudson Yards. I don't think there's enough money to force people into Hudson Yards, gigantic real estate development on the west side of Manhattan. Very expensive. I think what will end up happening is a lot of these buildings will go bankrupt and then, some vulture will get in there and then they'll start offering really cheap rents.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some very, very serious haircuts.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Interesting to watch.
A lot of long hairs are going to end up looking like Marines.
All right. Joel, as always, great chatting with you. Thank you. I appreciate your time this afternoon, Joel.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. From Chapman University, Professor of Urban Studies Joel Kotkin talking about how the workplace is going to change now because of COVID-19. And let me refer you back to those numbers again. 86% of workers don't want to return to the office full time. And I think you're going to see that. You see that happening in our own company here. Mostly the sales and administrative staffs in maybe once, maybe twice a week, if that, and then they'll work from home. And I think the question for a lot of the employers is going to be, as long as you're productive, as long as you're doing what we need to get done, maybe it's okay if you stay at home. Now, we could do this show staying at home. E-Ray can. He's got to come in and push all the buttons. And Abby, she's got so many news sources she has to watch that, she almost has to be in here. I could do it from home all the time, but it really does limit our abilities to get things done. So it's going to be interesting to see. Maybe you've got an idea on this, but I think for the most part, the workplace is going to change. And like I said, you look around the area where we're located, we're just, about a mile north of the Maverick Center. There are three large buildings here, including our building. There are signs in every one of them. Commercial lease, for sale, or for rent. Interesting. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arquette Show in Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know, let's talk about your financial future right now. When it comes to agreeing on certain things in your home between you and your spouse, You may debate over the color of the furniture or the color of the paint or the design of the room. There are so many things you can find yourself disagreeing on. But the one thing that I think you do need to find agreement, and that is your financial future. You need a fiduciary advisor to help both of you come to some the same realization, if only to get work in other areas done, right? Well, that's why you'll want to work with the team at Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth, you know, they've been together for a long time. Owner and founder Jeff Jr., you know, always says that at Trajan Wealth, they have hearts of teachers. Now, think of a teacher who really changed your life. Could have been an English teacher. For me, it was a history teacher, science, language, whatever. That's what they try and do at Trajan Wealth. That's what they do each and every day. They don't try, but they actually do it. They sit down with you. They listen to your concerns about your retirement, your taxes, your 401k, your health plans if you retire. They're there to help you out. So why not set up an appointment today in their Draper office? Just give them a call right now, 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600 or online at TrajanWealth.com.